Happy Sunday, and welcome to another week and another update of Everything Eatopia. In case you missed this newsworthy little tidbit, pink lakes. That's right. Around the world, we're seeing pink lakes, and it's not a scene from Ghostbusters or your favorite episode of X-Files. You can find these pink or red lakes in Spain, Senegal, Bolivia, Mexico, and a host of other countries. What causes this interesting phenomenon? High levels of the right kind of salt and organisms that produce carotenoid pigments. As noted in the news, a pink lake is different from pink water coming out of the tap. Yes, the pink stuff some Canadians saw in their sinks last week was the result of a disinfectant that leaked into the water system. I can assure you that we haven't any pink lakes or disinfectant leaks at Eatopia. But if you're anywhere near Melbourne, be sure to take a walk across the bridge at Westgate Park's Pink Lake. In other news, the Community Virtual Library in Second Life is presenting an exhibit on the topic of digital citizenship. Their grand opening was such a huge success, they're expanding the exhibit. Eatopia is participating in this vital discussion. See how organizations and regions across SL address digital citizenship. The exhibit runs March through August 2017. This week at Eatopia, the new resident forum is tomorrow evening, Monday, March 13th at 5 p.m. SLT. We'll meet at the old train station by the main landing area. I'll be there to answer questions about Eatopia, listen to suggestions you might have, and generally enjoy an evening getting to know you. Thursday is the weekly board meeting. It's an Eatopia staple where the conversation moves fast and the decisions even faster. We invite you to stop by Seidel's Cafe at 7 p.m. SLT and enjoy a fun-filled hour with friends. As an added incentive, the hot dogs are still free. Friday's happy hour is at noon SLT for the convenience of our European residents. We'll be at the piano bar on Eatopia Prime, which is just upstairs from Seidel's Cafe. And on Sunday, we'll have our eco conversation at 11 a.m. SLT. The topic is plastic. Join us at the train station located near the main landing area to explore whether the convenience is worth the toll. Be sure to visit EtopiaIsland.org for a full calendar of events and more info about Eatopia's 10th anniversary and Earth Day celebration coming up in April. In the meantime, let's support the businesses at Eatopia and shop the stores on Eatopia Plaza and in the Coastal Village. New stores include Happy's Wardrobe and Prim's. Both are on the plaza. Until next week, this is Namara McMorrog for Everything Eatopia. And remember, think globally, act locally, and know that everything you do makes a difference.